There are no rules of architecture for a castle in the clouds. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California. There are no rules of architecture for a castle in the clouds. That's a statement made by G.K. Chesterton. What does that mean? There are no rules of architecture for a castle in the clouds. That means that there are no rules for architecture for a castle in heaven. There are no rules for architecture for a life lived in God. There are no rules for how a life should be arranged or developed or programmed for one that is living in the allness. Can you conceive of yourself living in the allness, in the isness? And the answer is no. And because you cannot conceive it, there are no rules for it. There is no program for it. There is no program for being your divine self. We wonder at the idea that we buy a car and we get a manual with it. And we're expected to read that manual to figure out how to run that car. We buy a computer. We get a manual with it. It says, here is a manual for you who are sincere about the computer, and here's a manual for you who want to learn real quick in a hurry and get it operating and get it going. And isn't it interesting that every child born on the face of the earth didn't come with a printed manual, didn't come with a manual for the parents? How many parents have children who don't know anything about having children? Maybe 100%, huh? How many parents who have children? Oh, they know their mother had children, their grandmother had children. They know that their brothers and sisters, they know sisters and people in their world and brothers in their world who had children. They know that, but you don't know anything. You don't know anything. If I were to get into Sylvia's car, and Sylvia had the car all set up for herself, it was her personal car, would I be comfortable in her car? The answer is no. She has the car set for her legs, for her distance. She has the car set for her vision through the rear view mirror, through the side view mirrors. She has herself set for how all the little things that she does. In the expedition, there is a switch that you can raise and lower the brake pedal so it can be more accessible to you or further away. And in the expedition, and in the Miata, and in the Windstar, and in the Ranger, and in the motorhome, and in the golf carts. I mean, now, that's a lot of cars. And I get in one from, and the drive-on mower for the grounds, and the big tractor we have, and the Caterpillar tractor we have, all these things. We have a lot of machinery. And when you consider that each one has the gear shift basically in a different place. Each one has different idiosyncrasies that you have to take care of. You go to operate the Caterpillar tractor, and you have to reach your hand inside the engine, and you have to move a little lever that's there, a greasy little lever, and then you get in and start it right off. If you don't move that lever, it won't start. I bought a chainsaw, and I attempted to use it. I tried to use it four different times. It wouldn't start. And it would go, and it wouldn't start. And I read the instructions. I read the manual thoroughly. It wouldn't start. So I went down to the dealer with the chainsaw. And the guy who originally showed me how to run it, he said, show me what you do. So first I pushed the little lever down for the choke. He said, that's the first wrong thing you do. You're supposed to put your finger on the trigger and then push that down. Otherwise, you'll break that little lever. And then he said, what do you do next? And I said, well, I tried to start it. He said, that's the next thing you did wrong. You put the lever all the way down, pull it through once, that chokes it. Then you lift the lever up, and then you start it, and it'll go. Because what you're doing is you're continually flooding the engine. And the engine won't run if you're going to continually flood it. Now, What if I didn't have him? What if I didn't have him and I'd have to trial by error and figure out what I did and then not know what I did? And then the next time I still have the same trouble and I have to trial by error through it. Now we have our weed whackers. They are little engines much like that one. We have the blower, the gasoline engine blower, and that's much like that one. And each one operates a little differently. Each one has a little different thing on it. The weed whackers have a little plunger that you push down three or four times, and that chokes it and prepares it to run. And then, zoom, you can't flood it because that's all she needs. And all the other things have their own little idiosyncrasies. Now, are there rules for the architecture for a castle in heaven? Does a castle in heaven have any limitations? What would happen if I went to my chainsaw and I said, operate? And then I did everything right and it operated. What would happen? It'd run, wouldn't it? Now, if I go to it and I think, well, maybe it's not going to run. Maybe it's not going to do this. And then it doesn't. Now, why would I be so stupid as to say maybe it's not going to run? Well, because I had tried it and it didn't run. And so I have that didn't run thought in my mind. I have that didn't run concept in my mind. And this is what we oftentimes do. We want to build our dream. We want to build our dream castle. We want to build our dream desire, that which gives us the most enthusiasm and enjoyment. We want to, like Johnny Coleman here, she says she gave built a church for, what was the first one, for 500 people, and but 800 and 1200 people started coming, and she had to give several services a Sunday. Then she built one for 1500 people, and pretty soon she had to give services for three times a Sunday for 1500 people. And then she built one for 4,500 people, but it too didn't suffice what she wanted, because she said she had only 3,500 people there. And you see, we have to be consistent. We have to be careful what we say and how we say things, because if we want to build our program in heaven, we have to do it very carefully and very wonderfully. See, if we don't do it that way, we're going to be in trouble. For building it in heaven demands that we do everything in perfect divine order. There are no rules of architecture for a castle in the clouds, just like there are no books or manuals where the little baby is born. But if you're going to build in your mind, in your heart, what you want. Now, we can all say Johnny Coleman should have done this and that. We can all say that other people should have done this and that. But they're successful. They bungled along and became very successful. If they had had the thought, I know that I know that I know, God in me is the answer, they would have built a church sufficient for what their real needs were. They would have done all these things. But you see, there's so much pride that goes with that. The pride that says, I built it. The pride that says, it's for me. It has my name on it. And things like that. And whenever we put our name on anything, we are limiting it. We are limiting it to what we think we are. And we have to be very careful about that. Now, people like Johnny Coleman, they're outstanding. And people like Billy Graham, they're outstanding. And Robert Schuller, with his glass cathedral, it's outstanding. And isn't it wonderful? Isn't it wonderful that we have these great buildings, these great monuments, and beautiful things are learned in there, and beautiful teaching is done in there, but it could be so much greater. It could be so much greater if they built it in the clouds. If they were to build that glass cathedral so that it would be like an arched dome high into the heavens and reaching out across the land. Johnny Coleman had something like 43 acres for her church that was to be a big one in Chicago. And but that's not enough. Charles Fillmore went to the bank and said he wants to enlarge his company. And the bank says, but I don't know you. And Charles says, well, I have a wealthy father. And so the bank loaned him the money. And he bought a couple thousand acres at Unity Farm. And then it grew wonderfully from that day on. But you see, Charles Fillmore had a dream. And the dream was that the teaching would be spread all over the world. And it is. But he didn't say how. He didn't say how big the church has to be. He took his attention away from having churches, and he put his attention to teaching and sharing, teaching the philosophy that was so precious to him. And he concentrated on the book publishing, and he concentrated on the magazine publishing, and all the things that were really the great outreach of that. The church was a good fundamental thing. Many wonderful ministers have come out of the various churches of Unity, and beautiful things have happened. But his greatest work was when he built his architecture in the clouds, for how can he reach the most people with the wonderful ideas that he had and share them and give them out? And the thought came to him for publication. And he was dedicated to publishing things, and he did a beautiful job. Can we do that? Can we let go of our limited idea of what is right and what is good for us and say, God in me knows the answer? And then the answer comes. What is the answer going to be? It's just like our webmaster called today, and he said, where do you want to be? Do you want to be in healing? Do you want to be in spiritual healing, listed as on the internet pages, and metaphysical healing? Well, actually, the most wonderful thing for us to be listed under would be wholeness. But people don't look for wholeness when they're looking for healing. And people don't look for wholeness when they're looking up a metaphysical thing. And perhaps people don't even look for wholeness when they're looking up spiritual healing. The right word will come to our webmaster, and he will know exactly what to do. And then he'll call and tell us he had a great idea. And he doesn't realize that the divine in him wanted to give him that idea a long time ago, but he didn't listen. Are we listening too? Are we listening? We can tell him too if we wish. You don't need rules for the architecture in the sky. What you need is imagination, enthusiasm, excitement, and dreaming, and then wonderful things happen. Think about these things and realize that there are no rules of architecture for a castle in the clouds, just as there are no rules for living a good life. Be yourself and have fun. Do all those things that are beautiful for you to do, and you'll find that your life is the most exciting and most wonderful life you ever could have imagined it to be. Have a good day, and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.